Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
The recent murder of a Wayland High School graduate has drawn attention to the issue of dating and violence amongst young people. According to the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, one in five teens will experience dating violence at some point.
So the city of Boston's Public Health Commission has stepped in. It held its second annual breakup summit yesterday, which drew almost 250 teens and adults from around the state.
WBUR's Bianca Vazquez-Tonis reports on some frank talk about the nuances of relationships and breakups.
How you break up with someone often depends on the kind of relationship you have. And kids have a sophisticated taxonomy to classify their different degrees of intimacy and formality. Luckily, I have guides to the taxonomy.
My name is Ricky Smith. I'm 17 years old and I live in Boston.
My name is Tanisha White and I'm 17 years old and I live in Boston.
Smith and White are paid by the city to teach kids about healthy relationships. The term booty call came up a lot at the breakup summit. Smith says that both boys and girls say it. Here's what it means.
You guys came to an understanding and the relationship strictly about sex. It's not the best thing because usually at the end of the day, someone catches feelings. So it's pretty it's a difficult relationship.
Then there's something even less formal than booty call. It's basically a one-night stand, but the terminology is more raw.
Hit it or quit it? Yeah. Hit it or quit it is sort of it's like a one-time, a temporary thing. You just met someone, tensions arose, and, you just had sex.
That's it.
Yeah. And maybe, a hit it or quit it can, turn into, a booty call or something like that.
Yeah.
But a majority of the time, it's just the way it's said, hit it and quit it.
What past generations called courting is now called just talking. You can just talk with more than one person, but it can lead to a formal relationship or what they call wifey-hubby.
Boyfriend-girlfriend is serious, but wifey-hubby is long-term relationship. Or some people will use it the first week, but most people I know will use it after a year or so. It's just it's basically they was really committed in a relationship. So it's kind of like marriage, but it's not.
You would definitely break up if you're wifey-hubby.
Yeah, you have to do the healthy breakup if you're wifey-hubby.
But I feel all relationships deserve a formal breakup just because, someone's feelings are involved. So it's if you had a booty call, that the person that you had a booty call with, they could have caught a feeling. But if you sort of give them an informal breakup, something like just stop calling them or just totally avoid them, that's disrespectful. So it's every relationship, no matter how it is, it deserves a formal breakup.
And that's the message the city's public health department is trying to get across. Break up the best way you can, and usually that's face-to-face. City public health officials say heartache can disrupt a teenager's life, cause depression, violence, suicide. So they're training kids to be more thoughtful. To be clear, the city's Healthy Relationship Project centers on teens' emotional health. There's less focus on whether kids should or shouldn't be having sex, but instead tries to teach them how to make good decisions. The adult organizers say that if they want to have open and honest conversations with teens, they have to listen and not pass judgment on their sexual activity. Some of this year's summit focused on the unique challenges of same-sex couples. Breakups for gay teens can be perilous in different ways.
I don't know how to put this. It's just, I don't think I'm ready, and I think to be out there or whatever, I think it's better if we just go our separate ways.
In a skit performed at the summit, Vichika Schott and Gertrudis Cologne play a gay couple who've been dating for 6 months. Cologne's character is openly gay and has been pressuring Schott's character to come out.
I don't understand what you're saying. Are you breaking up with me?
I don't know. Something like that, I guess, unless you can give me more time.
But you see, we've been going out for 6 months now. I think I've given you enough time, and you just can't expect me to throw away 6 months.
Honestly, if you really can't give me time, then I don't know how I can stay with you.
Well, if you leave me or even attempt to leave me, I will tell your friends and I will tell your family.
Did you guys think that was realistic?
Yes.
Yeah, great. What about it was realistic?
The kids say the threats and blackmail sound familiar. By the end of the summit, the leaders hope these kids can identify this and other signs of a bad relationship and hopefully build the skills to end them without doing too much damage. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.
We'll be back after a short break. Up next, our weekend arts picks and Boston's own Ethiopian Groove Collective. Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.